We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a talented actress who played Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. She is an author, a comedian, created her own one-woman show, and very busy these days out there in the virtual world. We're so happy to welcome back to the program Allison Arngrim. Hello, Allison.
Well, hi. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Last time we talked to you back in the early part of the year, you were getting ready for a global tour. You were headed back to France and then to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Clearly, you survived both of those.
Right. This was like literally the last roundup. I went to France in January, and it was crazy because they were just starting to say, hey, wait, people are getting sick. So January, February, France, came home, turned right around, went to Fayetteville, Arkansas for an autograph show, and already at that show they said, okay, everybody wash your hands. People were doing fist bumps instead of hugging. We're starting to go, wait, what do we do? What do we do? I came home from that, and literally a few days later, every other thing I had for the year was canceled. And my husband, I said, what am I going to do? He said, oh, you'll think of something. And a few days later, I said, you know, I think I'm going to read the Little House books. You know, I haven't read them in ages. I should, you know, go back and reread them. That'd be like a nice sort of, you know, exercise. So I thought, and then I thought, well, everyone else is home and bored. I'll go on Facebook Live and read them. Well, I put on my bonnet and I started reading page one, chapter one, book one, Little House in the Big Woods. Oh, good Lord, I must have 50,000 views. People went out of their minds. So now I'm reading the books every day. I'm doing Cameo. I'm doing Coach the World. And then I get a call from New York. Well, you know that show you were going to do in New York? We're doing things online. So now I'm doing pay-per-view, my stand-up show online, like every month. I've done like five of them. It's been great. I got another one on Thursday on the 24th. And now Rich Little, yes, the Rich Little, who's been in Vegas performing, is doing his first online show in October. And I'm helping him, which is the nuttiest thing. I'm like directing Rich Little.
All right, well, you covered everything I was going to bring up. So, hey, good talking with you again.
Right? We've now moved our whole lives to the internet. It is the nuttiest thing.
Well, let's go back and talk about some of these things one at a time. If people want to see you reading the Little House books on Facebook Live, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I am on Facebook Live, and I'm on Allison Arngrim. Now, it's kind of hilarious. I'm technically in Facebook jail for a couple more days.
Uh-oh.
And I still, right now, have no idea what we did. It was one of the videos, not all of them, just one of them, sort of randomly. And they said, this is against community standards. Now, you could not be more G-rated than what I'm doing during these hour things of reading Little House books and chatting. We think someone may have complained about a comment, and it accidentally took it to be a complaint about the whole thing. We don't know. But I mean, a few more days. So I'm broadcasting now from my husband's page today, Robert Schoonover. But I put a thing on my page of where to go. But if you go to my page, it'll tell you where to go. And I'm starting actually one of Rose Wilder's books today, Young Pioneers. So I've been reading all of Laura's books, Rose's books, historical books, and I wear a bonnet, and we chat, and I see people's comments, and we talk about the book. Really fun. And then, as I said, on the 24th, which is Thursday,
yeah,
I will be live. There's a thing called Stage It. It's like it sounds, stageit.com. And they have all sorts of amazing shows, musicians and comedians and artists, who now, like, well, I can't go to the club, but I can reach my fans now. So at 5 o'clock L.A. time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, I will be doing Confessions of a Prairie Terror live online on the 24th.
That is fantastic. Well, we've enjoyed watching a lot of our friends doing work online, and it's different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does give you, in many ways, it gets you a little closer to the fans. You have that immediate and direct opportunity to go back and forth with
them. Yep. And I'm doing all that crazy stuff. And, you know, all the celebrities are on Cameo, where you can call in, you know, order a thing. So you could just say happy birthday to grandma kind of stuff. And so I do that. And there's a marvelous thing now called Coach the World. You should go to coachtheworld.com. And that's where fans say, I want a 15-minute or half-hour direct Zoom call with a celebrity. They also have literally coaches, people who are teaching people how to do things. And then they have celebrities. And you can sign up to get a 15-minute, half-hour Zoom conversation with me. And these are marvelous because I talked to a girl in Japan the other day. She was in Tokyo. At one point, she said, oh, I have to go outside. I said, wait, I'm getting a walking tour of Tokyo here. It's great.
Well, being a life coach, I mean, after reading your book, there's a lot of that in there. And it started with you really taking your own advice. And I think we talked last time about the inspiration you took from Bette Midler of of owning whatever that thing is that you might think of as a negative and making it a positive.
Exactly. I mean, I was so painfully shy, and I talk to people all the time who are shy, of friends who are very, very shy, and I meet Sandra, and it's very difficult because you wind up missing out on a lot of things in life when you're very shy. You're afraid to talk to someone maybe you want to be friends with. You're afraid to apply for the job or whatever. You're missing opportunities and just fun because it's just too hard to talk to strangers. And I know what it's like. It's so hard being shy and public speaking. Everyone's terrified of public speaking and, you know, stand-up comedy. So I, very early on as a teenager, very young, said, I got to do something about this. I'm not going to be able to just have a life or go forward or do anything I want if I'm stuck here being this shy. And I thought, well, I can't abracadabra, but I saw all these famous people who were very shy and overcame. Bette Midler, Nancy Walker, all these actors, and I started reading about that. All right, and I, as I said, the Bette Midler school of overcompensation, okay, I'm going to pretend. I'm going to completely pretend, but it might work. And it was sort of the, like, fake it till you make it thing. But it worked. I am now able to speak to people. Well, pretty much that's what I do all day.
We're talking with Allison Arngrim here on Dantella. What can you tell us about Twice Upon a Song?
This is amazing. And the date you were telling me while I was shooting it, well, it might be Twice Upon a Song. We might call it Even in Dreams because the song is called Even in Dreams. I'm like, okay, you guys, whatever, Twice Upon a Song. This is great. So Savannah Osler is this girl. She had this dream to write a script as a like 14, 15. She said, I have this idea for this movie. And she stuck with it. And when she grew up, she was finally able to get it produced, and she did Twice the Dream, the first movie. And she made this marvelous movie about these two sisters who write songs and sing and want to make it and have a band and fighting all the things against them, that there's just these two young girls. And in the making of the movie, she overcame obstacles because producers were like, well, can it be about a guy and she's just his girlfriend, or can it be more sexy? She's like, yeah, that's so not what this is about. So she stuck with it, made this adorable film. So I saw this, and I'd met her, and I saw her, and I was had her on my show. And she said, you know, I'm making a sequel, and now Sam is going to Nashville, and she's already accomplished this. And she meets this terrible, terrible music manager, this band manager, who is absolutely the most unethical, terrible, awful, manipulative, lying person ever. I said, don't tell me anymore, I'm in. So as I'm playing the band manager who says, trust me, and you really shouldn't. Don't. I just did this. It was marvelous because, you know, now with filming, we have to do the protocols on set, but they're figuring it out. It's like shooting a movie underwater. You're in your mask, and you stay away from people, and at lunch you have a picnic on the lawn, and you sit over there, and you have a boxed lunch, and it's crazy, and I was tested multiple times, and had my temperature taken all day long, but it worked. We were able to safely all get on set and make a movie.
And you shot this in Utah, is that right?
In Utah, in Salt Lake City. We're in Salt Lake City. We went over to Provo one day, and we went all Utah locations. We were even at a studio that was owned by one of the Osmonds. yeah, there's an Osmond connection because you really can't do anything in Utah unless you bring in an Osmond somewhere. So yeah, they got Nathan Osmond's involved, and he's lovely, just lovely. So it was the craziest thing. So yes, and then of course I needed a haircut. I'd let my hair grow out, and it was quite lovely, but they said, yeah, you know, this woman has very short hair. I've been scalped. It's very fashionable. It's very chic, but man, is my hair short.
But you're lucky. Most of us haven't been able to get a haircut during the quarantine. I've had to lean on my wife to do that.
Like if you're outdoors, I got a manicure recently, and it was like a field hospital. They had tents and things set up outside in the parking lot and plastic fields. So yeah, you can. There's things getting done, but it's like, okay, well, how do we do this? How do we navigate around this virus, which is killing people and is extremely dangerous, but germs do obey certain laws, and so if, you know, you get the plastic things up and you sanitize and use the mask and you test the people and say, okay, only you people can be together in the scene because you've been by golly, we did it, and like I said, I got 3 negative tests back-to-back. I'm very happy, and we had so much fun shooting it. She was very efficient. We shot so many pages a day. I was exhausted at the end of every day. We cranked it out, and I'm pleased to say I was totally objectionable and thoroughly evil. I'm very pleased.
That's what I can't wait to see it. How'd you get together with Rich Little?
Craziest thing. I'd met him. We share a publicist. And he's in Vegas, and he's been working several, like, four nights a week at the Tropicana. You know, he's 81. He's still working full-time. So the pandemic hit, and obviously couldn't do the shows. Well, like most artists and performers, just absolutely devastated that he couldn't be with his fans, that he couldn't perform, saying, what do we do? And his people called my people, as it were. They talked to him and said, well, didn't Allison just do an online show? Well, let's talk to her. And I talked to him. I said, well, there's a whole bunch of platforms. I've been using Stage. It's really good. And they said, we're going to do that. And his tech guy checked it out and said, yeah, we can do this. And they're setting up a whole studio in his house as I speak. And then as a performer, it is difficult because you don't have an audience. Unless you got a laugh track, you're kind of stuck. I mean, you can look at the comments and go, oh, they're laughing. Good. unless you have like a friend. My husband is there when I'm doing mine, and he laughs at all the right places. Really like it.
Perfect.
So, you know, I talked to Rich, and I said, it's like those shows. Sometimes we do these TV shows back in the 70s, like Don Kirshner's rock concert, and there was no audience, and they right. eaten the laugh track later. I said, it's a lot like that, if you just put yourself in that mindset. So I'm helping Rich Little, and he's calling Virtually Speaking, which is hilarious, Rich Little Virtually Speaking, and it'll be live from Las Vegas, not the Tropicana, but his house, but live from Las Vegas. And I'm going to help him with all the performance aspect, and it's marvelous. And he's going to be doing all the old good impressions. And he also, you know, he's an artist. He also draws and sketches, and he's including his artwork in it and stories about the people he's met. So it's quite something.
That's fantastic. And you're still doing your radio show every Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm running a rerun today, a nice one with Marty Croft. But yes, I've had just the most amazing people on, from Joan Van Ark to Michael Learned to, and I even had Dr. Otto Yang from UCLA to come on and discuss COVID. We cover it all. It's really fun. It's every Tuesday at 5. I'm doing that. I got the shows. Geez Louise, I did a movie. I'm doing the Prairie Reading. I can't keep track of everything I'm doing.
Allison, do you accept male bonnet heads?
I do. We have many male bonnet heads, even those who simply get bonnets for their wives and dress as Charles Ingalls. But we do indeed have the bonnet guys who wear the bonnets. We have a lot of male bonnet heads. A lot of men will say, oh, no, I don't watch Little House on the Prairie. And then you find them tucked away in a room crying at the raccoon episode.
All right, well, sign me up.
Men who watch Little House. It's not such a stigma in France. In France, men will admit to watching Little House on the Prairie. It's not considered an insult to their manhood that they watch Little House.
is it okay? Because I would be the guy. I'm going to be cheering for Nelly. I want things to go wrong.
Right? Oh, you're my kind of guy. Exactly. Yes, you are a bonnet head. You are absolutely in the fold. We accept you.
Fantastic. Well, look for Allison on Facebook Live once she gets out of jail, and look for those Little House stories and so much more. Confessions of a Prairie Terror, the upcoming Rich Little show, Virtually Speaking. So glad to get you on the air when you are maybe the busiest woman in entertainment these days.
I can't believe it. I got off a plane yesterday and running around. And Rich is October 15th, and I'm the 24th of September. And then I'll have another one October, because we have to have Nellie's Scary Prairie for Halloween.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Allison, it's wonderful to talk with you again. Thanks so much for being
with
us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll do it again. Allison Arngrim with us here on Downtown.